Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Commercial licensing that we do not have.
Okay.
But what is our trail mix about today, Michael?
Our trail mix is about how you and I came together to start creating Jeopardy games and how they have started to become a fixture of our podcast.
Let's go way back.
We're taking a trip in the Wayback Machine, folks.
Yes, all the way to, I don't know what year it was.
Right, somewhere in the origin story that was never mentioned in origin story.
I had seen the sketch on SNL called Black Jeopardy.
Right.
And I died laughing and I thought it was genius. And I was like, if there was a gay Jeopardy, what would that be? And so that got my mind thinking. And then my friend Ben, he was having a whole bunch of gays over for a party. And he was like, hey, do you want to come? You should bring Mike too. And I was like, oh, could I do this gay Jeopardy game that I sort of have started writing? And he was like, yeah, bring it along. So then our other friend, Andrew,
is a big trivia head.
Huge trivia head. And he actually works or did work with Quiz Bowl teams. He had buzzers. So he was like, I can actually bring real buzzers. So we had real buzzers for this Jeopardy.
Yeah, our first inaugural.
Your first inaugural. My first inaugural. Yeah. It was really gay culture centric. Like, it was about different, like, the categories were like slur words. There were
gay history.
Gay history.
Top or bottom, right?
Tops or bottoms. Yep. And the answer had the word top or bottom in it.
Was
and
it then, Hottie Chris or Hottie Matt?
Hottie Chris.
Okay.
And then it was just like a famous hot person, and you had to name which Chris I was talking about.
Hemsworth.
And then there was another one like gay bars in New York. There was Red for Filth, which is like I read a character in a book and you had to name the book.
You covered a lot of bases.
We covered a lot of bases.
You did, because this was
That was all me. I wrote that entire thing myself. And then
I came in second.
You did come in second.
I did come in
what
second.
What did you win? Because I brought real prizes.
So the choices were 3 movies. One of which was Clueless.
The other one was Mean Girls. I think that was the number one. And then what was the third place movie? I think I might have brought a DVD of Heather's.
Okay.
It was all like
I had all
girl
the movies. I
high
had
school
movies. I had all the movies.
Movies
except for Clueless.
Or it might have been Bring It On. It might have, something like that. But because there was a Mean Girls quote, like you had to name the character.
Right.
Fill in the blank Mean Girls quote.
Right.
And then there was another category that was like in Double Jeopardy that was called Not Mean Girls, and you had to name the film the quote was from.
Right. Well, anyway, the best part of it was that the winners got to pick their prizes. So first place, who ended up being Andrew, who was tenaciously
good at
all Jeopardy and trivia. He picked Mean Girls.
Yeah,
It was between Clueless and this other movie, and I was like, damn, I don't have Clueless. So I was yoink, I'm in second, but I still got
perfect.
What I wanted. Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
And it was the most fun. It was such a blast.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad you had a good time.
It was so good.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome, Rumi. So that was in May of whatever year that was.
Yeah.
And then the following February, you were like, hey, I want to do a second round of Gay Jeopardy. I had such a blast doing it. I really want to write it. And you and I and a group of friends were all getting together. And you and I were the only gays in this group. It's a group of our friends that are straight couples. And it was we had this weekend planned and Dusty was like, I'm going to bring this
game.
I'm
going to do
Gay Jeopardy 2.0. Do you think everybody would be into it? And I was like, yeah, bring it. I don't care if they're not.
So I did.
Yeah.
And then...
And who dominated?
It was you.
It was me. You actually did prizes by round. So the first round winner got a prize.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. And I got a nice compact mirror, a bedazzled compact mirror.
I did. I get all the prizes at Five Below. Yeah, and all those DVDs, actually, for that first round, I got those DVDs at Target.
But okay.
The prizes now come from Five Below.
Right.
And who are not an official sponsor.
Right. But. And then when I won the second round as well, I got a bubble wand, which I just utilized for my friends who I married this fall.
That's
it was
right.
Like my way to pronounce them.
In that throuple that you're in.
In the throuple that I'm in.
We were at Lauren and Matt's apartment when I did Gay Jeopardy 2.0. And then she had asked me if I would do something like that.
It was again like a year later. It was last year.
And she was like, would you do this again for Matt's birthday?
It was actually for her birthday.
I'm sorry. For her birthday. Yeah, of course. And then I was on the phone with you and I was like, God, I got to write all this Jeopardy. And I was like, you don't want to just like do it with me. And you were like, yes, I would love to. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because it's a lot of work, girl.
And it is a lot of work. Let me tell you.
So anyway, that's how you and I started doing it together. Talk about like two heads are better than one.
Oh
my God. So that really began how we started creating Jeopardy
together. That was our creative
partnership,
really. We had talked about doing creative work together.
And then that was one of the ways we started doing it.
Yeah. For that Jeopardy, it was not gay-centered Jeopardy.
We did Y2K Jeopardy.
It was a Y2K Jeopardy. It was a group of Lauren's friends. Again, Dusty and I were the only gays in the group. So we're like, let's do just like a really generic, anybody can like access Jeopardy. So we did Y2K. So round one was 90s and round two was...
Round one was 95 to 2000.
And round two was 2000 to 2005.
We were really good about making sure that those were accurate things because that was high school times for all of the people that were going to be in the room.
Right. Like late middle school, early high school. And when we wrote it the first time, what we did is we came up with
the categories
and we came up with
the answers
together.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, you take 90s, you take 2000s, and you write now.
Coming up with the categories is like my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so much fun. And we have, as you've heard, we have a lot of very creative categories.
Right.
Speaking of categories, so first of all, Jeopardy is now on Netflix, which is like...
Oh. Don't you know I've been watching it.
I have been watching it.
There's only two more years with Alex Trebek. What are they going to do?
Are you kidding me?
No. Sorry, I said Alex and then switch it to Alex. Yeah, apparently it's two more years and then he's done. His contract's up.
Well, things we won't talk about right now.
I know. Sad.
I saw a fantastic Jeopardy category that I totally want to steal, which was almost before and after.
Oh.
So for instance, one of the clues was this traditional Parisian dish served in a bowl and the final playoff professional football game, and the answer was French onion Super Bowl game.
They were close, but they weren't exactly before and after.
It was
like a homonymous kind of thing.
Oh my God, I was obsessed.
That's great. I love that.
We're definitely
because I think sometimes
that.
We get into those situations when we do before and afters. Also, before and afters and before, during and afters.
Oh my God, are my favorite.
Give us the biggest joy to write.
Oh my God, so much.
But
joy.
Also, if you get them, it is like mental gymnastics to
it's
like
so
get them.
Good. It's so good and so satisfying.
So, like
to get
a
them.
One that I wrote recently was the composer of the musical Hamilton with the Anna Wintour inspired character from The Devil Wears Prada,
Lin-Manuel Miranda Priestly.
Right, and that just gives me all the joy in my heart.
Absolutely.
So because it's fun to figure out those like commonalities that you can then create this like word or sandwich.
So good. Yeah. I love them.
So 90s and 2000 Jeopardy was just like basically like I love the 90s and I love the 2000s.
And it went off great.
Without Hal Sparks and just Dusty and I.
We did that in December and then Lauren asked us to come back and do it again for Matt's birthday in February. So we did. Then we ended up doing it again for
her bachelorette this past summer.
And then recently we did one for Collab Arts.
So we've actually written in the last year
four Jeopardy games.
Which is a lot.
And for us, that's eight categories around two rounds. So we're writing 16 categories, five questions each. It's a lot. And we both like read over each other's to make sure like, okay, this is a little obscure. this is a little right. hard.
We workshop them with one
We
another.
All remember the dark day that was Mike's category about the 10 Lords of Leaping. About you're the only when 10
you,
I see.
And when so, you Capricorn which me is so why, hard.
Listen, that's what I'm good at. So we read over them. We offer some feedback.
Now for Matt's birthday, we did another round of Y2K Jeopardy, mm-hmm. Which was a blast. Like, all of his friends were there for that. And there are some overlapping friends in Lauren and Matt's sure. friends group, obviously. But none of them were at Lauren's Jeopardy. And they no. were so elated by this.
Yeah. And they, then when we did the Jeopardy for Lauren's Bachelorette party, we were like, we can't do a whole game about her.
Right.
So,
and we didn't want to do 90s or 2000s no. again.
So what we did was we were like, okay, let's use the things that she likes to inspire categories.
Right.
So give us an example.
We definitely did a category, a Mean Girls category, I believe.
We did.
Right? Yeah.
Because she likes that movie. She also kind of looks like Rachel McAdams.
She does. She is like a dead ringer.
They were both fans of the show Parks and Rec.
Right.
So we did a whole thing about mm-hmm.
we did
that.
We, of course, every time we do it, there's always before and after, and there's always before, during, and after.
Because those are our favorites.
Right, because those are our favorites. And your before, during, and after was, you did something that was cocktail-based. So part of mm-hmm. it was like a cocktail. Like yeah.
Before, during, and after cocktails.
Nipple. It was, I forget exactly what it was, yes. but that was like one of the answers.
One of the answers. So one of these before, during, and after booze is what I called it, was to make out with tongue or the Meg Ryan film, the phrase that people use on St. Patrick's Day in order to receive pecks on the cheek, and the cocktail made by dropping a shot of whiskey and cream into a stout.
French kiss me, I'm Irish car bomb.
Correct.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can kind of get a real sense for like the creative process there. What were some of the other categories that were
we
part
also
of that?
Did her Almost Famous,
right? Because she loves Almost Famous,
and so that was the category right. all about people who were famous only for like 15 minutes. I saw The Sign, which was all about Guess That Astrological Sign,
right and a nod to Ace of Base.
She was a fan of Bridesmaids, mm-hmm. the movie, and so we did one called Bridesmaiding, and oh. it was all about different wedding movies.
Right, and we did Say Yes to the Dress, which is how do you say yes in different cultures.
In different cultures to your and languages, dress. Yes.
And so our clues are always like very like tongue-in-cheek, too. It's a lot of fun. So in like the crazy of the holidays this past year, Collab, which is an organization that you do work with a lot, and you're a big part of.
Collab Arts is based in New Brunswick. It is a nonprofit organization that engages artists with social advocates and community groups to create transformative new work. I love what they do. I've been working with them for a long time. I host the VOM Storytelling Slam with them. It's all very socially engaged artwork is right. what they create. And they do a lot of good in that community.
Right.
And so we were having our end of year holiday gathering. And so they wanted to, as the way to celebrate the year, have a collab-inspired Jeopardy. So we did. What were some of the categories there?
So we did Who's My Neighbor, which is...
That is a nonprofit right. out of Highland Park, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And Who Is My Neighbor does... they help people who were formerly incarcerated transition back into the community. Mm-hmm.
And Who's My Neighbor and Jeopardy, again, none of these categories you had to necessarily be a Collab member to understand like what was happening or understand the clues.
Exactly.
But and Who's My Neighbor in our Jeopardy, it was famous television neighbors. So exactly. we'd give a description of that neighbor and they'd have to guess the neighbor and the show that they were on. There was also Comic in a Day. Which is
Comic in a Day is an event that created by Collab Arts. And what they do is they engage visual artists with storytellers and they create an original comic book in 24 hours. And then they present them all at the end of that 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
And for that, we talked about comics and how they, like we gave a clue of a comic and how they got their start. And then one of the categories, which I really loved, is sometimes Dusty and I will write a category where we have dialogue between mm-hmm. two people. Like one of their Y2Ks, we wrote things that happened in the 2000s. And
yeah,
we were two
did.
Southern dames talking about what was
talking
going
about
on
what happened.
For our Collab Jeopardy, which we just did, we did Elijah's Promise. What's Elijah's Promise?
Elijah's Promise is a resource center and food kitchen located in New Brunswick. Their mission is to harness the power of food and to break the cycle of poverty, alleviate hunger, and change lives. And they right. do incredible work in New Brunswick.
And so for our category, I wrote dialogue between Bethany and Joyce, who were two people that were in love with Elijah Wood movies. So,
you had to guess the Elijah Wood movie
based off of the dialogue there.
Let's do one.
So let's do one.
Talk about teen angst. I just felt like Ellie played it so well. Don't you think?
Oh my God. Yes. But honestly, if I had to work with Crocodile Dundee and a giant fish, I'd probably feel the same.
Oh my God. It's a mammal.
Who? Crocodile Dundee or the fish? Because either way, I'm grossed out.
And the answer to that would be Flipper,
which Elijah Wood was in his teen years.
In his teen years.
So, I mean, it ends up being just a blast to do whenever we get a chance to write it, which has been a lot more often, obviously, now, because we're doing at least one category every time we host a long format episode, with the exception of this episode,
where we are also going to give you two new Jeopardy categories.
Bonus Jeopardy!
Hey everybody, we are actively planning our hiking for this year, and so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about, we're marking them up, and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them, and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Mike, start us off with your Jeopardy category.
Great. My Jeopardy category is inspired by one of our trivia books that we have taken on the road several times. And it's a category that is entitled Rhyme Time.
I'm ready.
So in this category, you'll be asked to come up with an answer that's two words that rhyme together.
Got it.
It's going to be a word that is a food and a word that is a landmass or land formation of some sort.
Great.
Great.
Food formations.
Ready?
Ready.
This southern marshy outlet of a lake or river with this wholesome meat, potatoes, vegetable, and liquid concoction you might slurp on during cold winter nights.
Okay, so I know the second one, which is stew.
Mm-hmm.
What is the first one?
Bayou. Bayou stew. And if we really wanted to get specific,
I could get real technical and be like,
Bayou beef stew.
Bayou beef stew. Okay, yeah. Whatever. Okay. All right. All right. That's
ready?
Fine.
This is how we're playing.
Okay.
All right. This large, tart, ruby red fruit that people on a diet would eat half of for breakfast, with an isolated hill with steep sides and a flat top, which is also a city in Montana.
Is the first one grapefruit?
It is.
What is, I don't know the second one.
Butte. Grapefruit Butte.
Oh, good Lord, girl.
Get
all right,
ready.
I'm ready.
I'm coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This assortment of Goudas, Manchegos, Cheddars, and Pepper Jacks with a long, narrow inlet of the sea between high cliffs you may often find in Norway.
Oh my God. The first one is cheeses.
Be more specific. Cheese. What would the cheese be
wheel?
On?
Cheese wheel?
The cheese would be on
cheese
this.
Cheese block.
It starts with a B, but it's not block.
I don't know. What is that?
Cheese board.
Okay, a cheese board, and what is this? The Norwegian seaboard?
Cheese board fjord.
I am making the most angry face right now.
Fjord. I really thought that you would enjoy this because it was land formations too.
Okay.
And it's rhyme
but
time.
Please tell me when I used fjord in my everyday life, walking life. Okay, keep right. going because we have more.
This is Friendship Ruiner, Jeopardy again. All right. This group of islands with a tiny yet strong caffeine drink guaranteed to knock your socks off. Sans X.
What is the name for a group of islands?
An archipelago.
Okay. Are you kidding me? How would I possibly know that? How would I possibly know
that? I just
that?
Thought you were maybe more informed on land formations.
Wow.
And
An archipelago?
I was very excited
about
this category.
I don't know that
I've
ever used that word in my life. Archipelago. You can archipelago home is what you can do. What is the answer? Archipelago what?
Archipelago espresso.
Great. Because, girl, those don't rhyme. Espresso and Nespresso rhyme.
No, archipelago espresso.
They have O at the end of
it. Yeah, and there's the rhyme.
No.
All right, fine. Fine. Here's the last category.
Last one, I'm ready.
You're like, I'm never doing Jeopardy with you ever again. This stretch of salt water separated from the sea by a sand dune or coral reef with a fruit which may help you release your bowels if you're feeling clogged up.
What is it, a bay? No, what is that? Some word I don't use. What is that?
A lagoon prune.
A lagoon prune. Great. Thanks, Mike, for that.
Great.
Okay, I hope all of you archipelago enjoy the rest of your day after that one. All right, here we go. It's time for my category, which I think is a little easier, frankly. Here we go. This is called trail neologisms.
Mm-hmm.
So neologism is a word we don't use all the time, so I'm going to tell you what it means. Okay, a neologism is when you take a word and then based on the sounds of that word, you give it a new definition. Okay. So if I were having a coughing attack upon someone else, that person would be the coffee.
Got it.
So I took the word coffee and I turned it around.
I understand.
So here we go. Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. The greeting one might make to a monarch.
Oh, I don't know.
We were looking for, hi, king. Hi, king.
Got it. I got it. I
now
see.
You get how this
on the
works?
News. On the nose.
Great.
On the news.
On the nose. Here we go. A male cattle member that constantly charges.
What is bull run?
Incorrect. Ramble.
Okay, a ramble. Gotcha.
Okay, great. These are all trail terms.
I know.
Into neologisms. Okay. Great, ready? Here we go. The act of gathering supplies when you have traveled to the past.
What is forage?
Nope. What is backpack?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
So,
Archipelago.
You can archipelago home.
You can.
I love that.
Okay, great.
Put it on a sign.
A nation whose citizens are only the posterior parts of torsos. What's that?
Backland?
Oh, you're so
back
close.
Country.
Yes,
back
correct.
Country. Okay.
Correct. Back country.
There we go.
And finally, my favorite. A condition where one is abled with special vision to see over-the-top humor, gesticulations of gay men, and general frivolity. The answer we were looking for was campsite. Get it? Like camp site. Like you can see camp. Yeah. This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast.
And we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Follow us on Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks.
You can also email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com.
And that's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan.
This episode was edited by Dustin Ballard.
The theme song and original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman with Mariella Klinger.
All original artwork featured on Instagram is by Michael Ryan.